Heinrich von Brühl, the most famous of the Brody Palace owners in the mid-18th century, rebuilt it into a magnificent Baroque residence surrounded by a vast garden. Augustus III, King of Poland, stopped there to rest during his journey from Dresden to Warsaw. The palace was very much to the royal liking, thanks to the heavily ornamented Louis XIV-style furniture, old master's paintings, exquisite tapestries, mirrors, and candelabra, but most of all the famous Swan Service, German Schwanen Service, made of the Meissen porcelain. It took 5 years to complete the service, which consisted of 1,400 items decorated with the same swan motif. The service's fate after 1945 remains unknown. Heinrich von Brühl was one of the most prominent villains of his age, a master at conspiracy and intrigue who did not shy from using a dagger, poison, or assassination to achieve his goals. His ruthlessness allowed him to gather a sizable fortune, which he bequeathed to his heirs in 1762. However, that was the beginning of the end of the magnificent estate and its crown jewel, the palace in Brody. Over the next 130 years, von Brühl's vast fortune was squandered in the casinos of Baden-Baden and Monte Carlo, on the Berlin horse racing track, and on Brussels dancers.